We have a gangling guest this evening whose two latest starring vehicles are currently proving that movies are better than ever. As the harried head of a household in Jackpot and as the Pooka's peaceful pal in Harvey, his brilliant performances are causing cascades of guffaws. Literally cascades of guffaws in popcorn palaces everywhere. We're real happy to uncoil the carpet once again for friend James Stewart.
All right, bang.
Oh, he's a lanky one, isn't he?
He's a lumpy one, isn't he?
Well, that's not me, really. I'm just breaking in this suit forever to Disney. Where you been the past few months, Jim? I haven't seen you around.
Oh, I was in England, Bang, and making a movie over there.
Oh, an English movie, huh? Something for television?
No. No, not for television. This is an American picture. We made it in spite of television.
Ah, boy, that's a fight I like to see. We'll lick him yet. That's the old Jenny Garner, Jim.
Oh, leave it alone. It'll lick itself.
I wish I had some Minute Maid on me. I'd like to drink.
You.
Anyway, Jim, may I congratulate you on this jackpot picture that you made for 20th Century, and I want to congratulate you on Harvey, too, picture you made for UI. On this new one, though, that the one you who are you working for now?
Oh, the same old bunch, Bang. The boys down in Washington.
Know them well. What's the new picture about?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you read. Read the script, didn't you?
Oh, no, I never do that, Bing. If I read the script, it kind of spoils it for me when I see it in the theater.
Well, you got a point there. Of course, with me, I'm impatient. I like to read the script so I can be disappointed right from the start.
Oh, yes, you. No, well, you shouldn't be disappointed, Bing. Your pictures are wonderful. If you care for singing. No, really. Your pictures are swell, Ben. You're a big favorite in England, you know.
Well, they must like singing, I guess.
Oh, they love it, yeah. Right now, they're having a big celebration. What is it? The Bing Crosby month. Everett's 20th anniversary is a millionaire.
Oh, can they really celebrate my anniversary in Europe?
Oh, and going very big
up
there, Ben.
Really?
Yes. After all, you made it possible for America to afford the Marshall Plan.
Oh, yes. Take the wife over to Europe with you, Jim?
Oh, yes. Gloria came over with me. Of course, the doctor didn't think much of her making the trip.
Well, Gloria's not sick, is she?
Oh, no. No, she's not sick. She's more or less under the doctor's care these days.
Mm-hmm. What's the matter, Jim?
Well, Bing, in a way, it's all your fault.
My fault? What's my fault? What's wrong? What do you mean?
Well, Bing, you remember back a couple years ago, I was on your show, and you tried to talk me into getting married to a girl?
I remember, sure. I said a big, good-looking, easy-going guy like you should have been married a long time ago. You were a good catch, but you were afraid to pitch.
Yeah. Well, after I left you that night, I got to thinking about your advice.
Uh-huh.
And the next thing I knew, I was combing rice out of my hair in a hotel room.
Is Gloria with you?
Yes, it was her comb.
That was nice of you to take her on the honeymoon. That's nice.
Yeah, well, I was so excited. I didn't know what I was doing, you know. But I, as I think back on it, I realized that it was the thing to do.
I remember you telling me about your honeymoon, Jim. In fact, don't you remember? We did a broadcast about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It seems like I'm on your show every time a major event takes place in my life.
That's right. That's the way it works out, yeah.
Yeah, that's, well, here I am again.
No, really? Well, put her there, but congratulations.
Thanks, Bang.
So that's why Gloria's under a doctor's care, huh? Tell me, how's she doing?
Oh, Gloria's fine, Bang. I don't feel so good. Oh,
you'll get over that. I know how it is. Tummy, topsy-turvy in the morning.
Yeah.
Middle of the night, you wake up sometimes and you think you'll just die if you don't get a strawberry malted milk.
And a pickle.
And a pickle, yeah. I know, I have the same thing. I have the same thing with Gary.
Yeah. Did you have terrible heartburn all the time?
Constantly, everything I ate, heartburn day and night. They say that's a sign that the baby's going to have a lot of hair, you
yes,
know.
Yes, I've heard that.
Last few weeks, I couldn't eat a thing.
No, I don't. All that I can eat is Tums.
Well, eat a lot of them. You're eating for two, you know.
My doctor, the doctor's quite worried about me.
Your doctor?
Yes, I go for a checkup every day. Gloria drives me over.
Oh, man. You got it bad.
Yeah, Bing, we're going to have to buy all our babies things. I'm just too nervous to knit.
Oh, Gen Z, now, come on. Relax.
Relax.
Yes.
Relax. Yeah, how can you stand there and be so calm about everything?
Well, I've been through it myself several times.
Yes, it's awful, Bing. I lay awake nights thinking, what'll happen if Gloria suddenly says, this is it, and I rush out and the car won't start? What?
Oh, man. Come to think of it, when I was in your predicament, I kept the motor running day and night.
Oh, you did?
The cars and mine.
Oh, yours? Boy, I'll count 10 before this happens again.
Oh, now, Jam, don't be so bitter about it.
When Gloria wakes me up in the middle of the night, I know she'll never get me to the hospital in time.
Jam, don't be such a fraidy cat.
Oh, I can't help it, Bing. I'm the worrying sort, you know. Sometimes I wish I didn't even know about this, you know. Why couldn't Gloria have just kept it a secret?
Well, in your case, it might have been more merciful. Just when did Gloria break the news to you, anyway?
Well, frankly, Gloria never exactly told me, Bing.
She didn't.
No, I read it in Luella's column. And... and then I got suspicious.
Well, that's grounds for suspicion.
About a week later, I knew it was true when I went around back of the garage and I caught Gloria building a playpen.
Jimmy, you ought to just relax. I'm sure Gloria will take care of everything.
Gee, I wish she'd take care of me. I'm a wreck.
You silly. Use just your imagination, Jim. I thought the same thing, but I pulled through.
Yeah, look at you.
Well, you get this way after the baby comes, after he grows up and goes into competition with you.
Yeah, but even so, pal, your first one was just Gary. Just one.
What are you expecting, the Andrews sisters?
Not quite. Twins.
Twins?
Yes.
Twins?
Hmm? Two of them. Doctor warned me. Told me.
Oh. Was it your idea to have twins, or was it the studio's idea? Sort of a stunt for jackpot.
Oh, no, no.
No,
this is serious.
You're telling me?
No, I'm reminding you.
Doctor could be wrong, Jim. You know, do twins, are they run in your family?
No, as a matter of fact, children don't even run in my family.
Boy, they're running now.
Yes. Gloria's already redecorated a bedroom in the house. Pink wallpaper with little blue bunnies and little chicks on it.
Mm.
She's got tufted teddy bears and plastic toys and rattles hanging all around, and satin bows tied to the bed. Gee, it's just awful.
Awful? What do you mean? That's the way a room should be decorated for babies, Jim.
No, this is my room. The nursery's down the hall.
Now, that's foresight on Gloria's part. You see, no matter where you walk the twins at night, the decor will be appropriate.
Yeah, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Well, Bing, there are a lot more things I'd like to discuss, but it'll just have to wait. I've been standing on my feet altogether too long for a man my condition.
You poor boy. How inconsiderate of me. You just rest now. Take a seat over there and puff a Chesterfield.
Thanks. I knew you'd understand.
Oh, absolutely. Now, if you feel... Say, Jim, if you feel... While you're sitting over there, Jim, if you should feel a sudden urge for a pickle, why, I think you'll find one in John Scott Trotter's picnic basket.
Is John Scott going to a picnic?
No, he's going to a restaurant, but he likes to eat on the way. I'll see you later, Jim.
Well, Bing, now that you've finished with the expectant father, don't you think I should get in here with a word about Chesterfields for the expectant smokers?
And I'll get in with you because I want to remind all you folks what Chesterfield has for you. It has mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste, and now here's how to prove that. First, you make our mildness test.
Buy a pack of Chesterfields. Open them. Enjoy that mild, mellow aroma. Compare it, and you'll find Chesterfields are milder.
Ken's right, friends, and as tobacco growers have been saying for years, tobaccos that smell milder, smoke milder. You light up a Chesterfield, and you'll see how true that is. Chesterfield smoke milder.
And with that milder smoke from Chesterfields, you get no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel.
Well, those are the reasons you ought to get with Chesterfield. They're milder, and it's the only cigarette that has, for you, mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste. To say it musically, comme ça.
Chesterfield, Chesterfield always takes first place. That milder, mild tobacco never leaves an aftertaste.
Oh, open a pack and give them a smell.
Then you'll smoke them. May the good Lord bless you and keep you.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Every cloud you see, fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet.
Till we meet
again. Miss Tony Arden and Jimmy Stewart for joining us this evening.
Oh, I enjoyed having that little talk with you, Bing, and I hope you get over your cold real soon.
Thank you, Jim, and I hope you get over your trouble real soon.
I will. Who are you going to have next week, Bing?
Next week, Jimmy, we'll have Tony Arden with us again, also that great jazz band, the Firehouse 5+2, and also that great comedian, Leslie Town Hope. Of course, if he gets arrested on the way to the broadcast, he'll show up as Bing Crosby, I imagine.
Gosh, two Bing Crosbys. They're sure going all out for you this month.
Aren't they giving her the...
Good night, Bing.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night.
Folks, just before shoving off here tonight, I'd like to thank the radio editors of United States and Canada for their very kind consideration of me in the recent poll conducted by the Motion Picture Daily for Fame magazine. So I'll see you next week for Chesterfield, folks. The best cigarette for you to smoke.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Now, here's a word to all you folks who sent greetings to Mr. Music. Next week, here on the Chesterfield program, we will announce the name of the person who's been chosen for the free trip to Hollywood. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Tony Arden, the Firehouse 5+2, and Bob Hope.